Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
Well, today we start with number 3 in our early intermediate series as we're redoing them. And today we're going to talk about restaurants and what to do in a Spanish restaurant.
Muy bien.
Pues, hablamos de todo en la segunda parte. ¿Qué tal, Cintia? ¿Bien?
Muy bien, muy bien. ¿Tú qué tal estás?
Yo fenomenalmente bien.
Genial, me alegro.
Como siempre. Cintia, we're going to talk about restaurants and the vocab that we need when we're going into restaurants.
Yeah.
First things, okay. First things. When you go into a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, and somebody comes to greet you. What are you going to say to them?
Well, somebody comes into a restaurant and...
The man comes up to greet you, the whatever they call them, you know, uh-huh. The waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you going to say? There are two of you.
Hola, buenas tardes o buenos días.
Lo esencial. Hola, buenas tardes, buenas noches. Let's just quickly review that. When do you start saying buenas noches?
Typically when it's dark.
When it's dark.
Yes, or when it's getting dark.
And that's good night, but you can say that as a greeting, can't you?
Buenas noches, as a greeting, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It just in the UK, when you say good night, you're saying goodbye.
All
right. You go into a restaurant and say good evening, yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that one.
Good night is goodbye.
That's because you've never invited me to a restaurant at night. Well, not that many in the afternoon.
I've never left you at night either. I've never had to say goodbye to you at night time.
Good night. No, you can say good night if it's dark.
So,
yes.
Hola, buenas noches.
Hola, buenas noches.
Okay.
Una mesa para dos, por favor.
So, una mesa para, and then the amount of people that you're with, yeah?
Yes, or you can ask if they have a table.
How would you do that?
¿Tiene una mesa para dos personas?
Okay. And we're going to talk about this as we go through. You're going to hear Cynthia using tiene. Okay, now she's using usted.
Yes.
Right, because Cynthia's accustomed to going to a restaurant, you're going to talk to the waiter using usted, typically, yeah?
Unless you know the restaurant, you know the people that work there, you're familiar with them, then you can use tienes.
Tienes. Okay, so it's optional, it depends on the situation that you have, but typically in a formal situation where you don't know the person, it's best just to stick with tienes.
Another option, you can use the you plural. Tienen.
Okay. Tienen.
Tienen mesa, like you...
Ustedes.
You guys.
Yeah.
You lot. Uh-huh. As a company. Do you, plural, have a table?
Yeah.
¿Tienen mesa para dos?
And I use that you, plural, quite often with vosotros. ¿Tenéis mesa?
Oh, tenéis. Tenéis,
yeah,
would be the vosotros form.
Uh-huh.
And tienen would be the ustedes form.
Okay. All right. So you've asked for the table.
Muy bien.
They always do. It's rare that they haven't got a table. And then you sit down. Now, in a restaurant in Spain, the system is, if I understand it rightly, they're going to ask you what drinks you want first. You've got the menu. And the menu, by the way, is not el menú. What's the menu called?
The menu, el menú del día.
No. The menu that you open. La carta.
Oh, but la carta is something that you order. You can order separately.
Well, exactly.
For example,
but for an English person, when we say the menu, that's something that you get. That's separate. And it's got all of the dishes of the house.
Okay, I understand.
So
no, for us, it would be la carta.
A menu here in Spain is lunchtime.
Yeah.
Starter, main
la
course.
La carta. Because sometimes you can get things fuera de carta,
uh-huh,
which is something that is not on the menu.
Yeah.
And it's outside, like something that the chef has prepared specially, uh-huh, like a special dish.
Sure, sure. So here in Spain, what happens is that the many restaurants, in fact, I think it was law, I don't know whether it still is, that they had to offer this, el menú del día.
El menú del día, which is fantastic.
Really good. So,
but you only get that in the afternoon, like,
sure,
for lunch.
Sure,
you don't
for lunch.
Get that for dinner time.
No, it's at lunchtime, and so when you say el menú, a Spanish person's understanding lunchtime, this option you get where normally it's costing about 12 euros.
Well, it's gone up
it?
A lot. It
12,
used to
13
be,
euros.
It used to be anything from 8, 9, 10, and now it's like 10, 12,
but even so, it's still jolly good value.
It's really good.
Because you get a beginner, you get a main course, you get a dessert as well. That's a
and
minimum.
And drink and bread.
Yeah, exactly. However, the menu, if you want to look to see what's on an evening, for example, that's la carta. Yeah?
Muy bien.
Okay. So the waiter comes and he says to you, maybe there are two of you, you'll say, ¿Qué van a tomar?
¿Qué van a tomar?
Right, and they use this verb tomar.
Exactly. Or they could say, para beber.
Uh-huh.
Also another option, de beber.
De beber.
Para beber.
Exactly. So, the first question, just to mentalize it, when you're sitting there and the waiter comes up, he is going to want to know what you want to drink, because they sort your drinks out, yes, give you time to look at the menu, and then they ask you.
They give you your drinks, maybe a little tapa.
Sure, yeah.
You know, like an appetizer, free appetizer.
Yeah, which always seems to me to be absolutely weird, that you're going to eat lunch, you order the drinks, ready to eat lunch, and they put some tapas on there. It's like...
No, but something small.
You're going to spoil your lunch. That's what I hear my mum saying. You're going to spoil your lunch.
It's true.
Sometimes. You're going to spoil your appetite. So, yeah. So, you can have a tapa. So, de beber.
Wait,
now,
mm-hmm.
When you want to ask, when he says de beber or para beber, if you want, let's say, a water, how do you say that?
Para mí, agua.
Para mí.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Para mí agua o un agua con gas.
Uh-huh. I've also heard yo voy a tomar un agua.
Yo voy a tomar un agua. Sí.
Yeah. Sí.
Agua natural.
Uh-huh. ¿Me pone un agua? Would you say that?
You could say that. But usually me pone... you could say that.
Uh-huh.
But we tend to say me pone when you go to the bar area.
Yeah.
Or when you go to a shop
to
get some groceries or whatever, something like that. That's where you say me pone.
Mm-hmm.
Typically. When you're going to take it with you or when... I don't know.
Put that on the bar. Yeah,
put that there. And that.
So, just a safety... The safety sentence is... Para mí.
Para mí and then the drink.
Blah, blah.
Para mí... Un agua con gas. Never.
Un agua con gas. In fact, what I say typically is, ¿Tenéis agua con gas? Because not every bar has it. Not every bar. The smaller the bar, the less possibilities of agua con gas. Yeah.
O agua mineral.
Sí.
O agua natural.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And then obviously all the alcoholic drinks and everything. In the help sheets that come with this lesson, it gives you a big long list of all the drinks that you can order as well.
If you go to Madrid, you can safely drink tap water in Madrid. No problem, tap water. Outside of Madrid, I don't know if there'd be other places, but I don't know.
Be careful.
But be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Not Valencia, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not here in Guadalajara.
Mm-hmm. Just depends where the water comes from.
I would never drink tap water here in Guadalajara. But Madrid, yes, you can safely drink agua del grifo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you've had your drink, you've got your drink, and then the waiter comes over and he says, ¿Y de comer? ¿Para comer?
Para comer, sí. Pues,
para comer.
De primero.
Ah, so if you're having the menu.
If you have the menu, el menú del día.
At lunchtime.
A main course. No, you will have. How do you say that in English? The starter. It's difficult because you could have the appetizer, starter.
I think,
and then
appetizer would be what the tapa that they put on the table beforehand. That would be an appetizer just to get your juices flowing.
We could have the first dish, the second dish, which tends to be the bigger one, and then the dessert. But you don't order the dessert.
No.
We would order the first and the second dish.
That's right.
So the first dish would be de primero.
Mm-hmm.
De primero, no sé, una ensalada. O de primero...
La sopa de cocido.
O la sopa de verduras. O una tortilla de ajetes. No sé, cualquier cosa. Y de segundo, whatever.
El entrecote,
el pescado.
Normally you'll find that they'll have on a menu of the day a fish dish, and a meat dish, typically, as options.
Typically, yes.
Unless you go to a very modern restaurant, vegetarian dishes on the menu of the day.
You can get two firsts, for example.
Yeah.
Or if you can't have the seconds, you can say, can I have two firsts? Uh-huh. One as a first and one as a second, but it would be in the firsts.
You're much more likely to find a vegetarian dish in the starters than you are in the main course. Yeah, typically. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then afterwards, the postre. Here in Spain, you understand, postres tend to be within a certain range.
If it's in the menu, yes. Uh-huh. If it's in the menu del día, then you have certain options.
Ice cream,
flan. ¿Cómo se llama el otro? El pudding.
El pudding.
Fruta. Uh-huh. Three or four things. Or maybe tarta de queso. Something that they have.
So, yeah. And the postre normally it could be cold. It'll be a cold one. Come hot.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, very rarely. Warm desserts, I'm not a fan of.
No. You never liked a bit of spotted dick in the UK?
No, not a spotted dick. With the custard.
Apple crumble. With, oh, my God. I'm hungry now. Okay.
I haven't tried spotted dick.
No. Doife. Okay.
Maybe in the future. Who knows?
Who knows? When we go to the UK, the next time, I'll seek it out for you.
But something that you have to bear in mind is you either get the dessert or the coffee. If you want the coffee and the dessert, you'll have to pay for one, for the dessert.
Sure.
So you either coffee or dessert. Mm.
Okay, Cynthia, then. So you've had your coffee. You've had your dessert, you're full as a gun.
But then you have to have la sobremesa, a little bit.
This is very true.
That's something that is different in the UK as well. When you finish your dish, your food in the UK, at least in the places I've been to, they kind of start to take your plates away in a kind of, right, bugger off.
We need this table, yeah.
Yeah. We need to turn the table. But in Spain, it's a little bit more relaxed. They allow you to have a little bit of sobremesa. Obviously, don't push it.
Sure.
But you can have a little bit of a chat with a dessert, with the coffee.
So just understand, la sobremesa is the chat afterwards.
Yes.
Okay.
With the coffee, usually. You have your coffee and you have a little bit of a chat. Blah, 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 and then you can go. It's not like rushing and going.
Yeah. I remember when I was working with the French people in Morocco, they would say that in France, on an evening, when people had the table, that was it. There was only one sitting in an evening because people in France eat and then they talk for the rest of the night. They don't go away.
It must be a Latin thing then.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Now we need to talk. A social thing for us. It's not just the going outside. It's a social thing, isn't it?
And certainly in the UK, with half an hour for your lunch, sobremesa doesn't exist. It's like, get that sandwich down, you know, get back to work.
Well, of course, we're talking about weekend ones, because if you're working, you're not going to be like, sobremesa.
Yeah. Okay, so you've eaten, you've had your sobremesa, and it's time for somebody to pay. And I say that word somebody.
For somebody to pay.
Somebody. Singular. Because typically here in Spain, one person will pay. How do you ask for the bill?
Me trae la cuenta, por favor.
Me trae.
Mm-hmm. Or straight up, la cuenta. La cuenta, por favor. Cuando pueda.
So I don't know if you remember in the last lesson when we were talking about the bar, I was saying there were these little expressions that are fabulous. Me pone, will you put me? Yeah. Me cobra. Me da, will you give me? Me cobra, will you charge me? And then this one, me trae, which is when you're at the table, me trae is can you bring me? And it's fab. So me trae la cuenta.
And typically we say cuando pueda, whenever you can.
Cuando pueda.
Cuando
That's
pueda.
Subjunctive, by the way, because the cuando is triggering off the subjunctive. When it might be possible for you to do it.
Exactly.
Makes it very, very polite. When it might be possible, and we're using usted, cuando pueda. Yeah. Okay, so.
And then we say we're not polite, eh?
Eh.
Eh.
Eh. Brutal. And I know I told this, I think I probably told this story on the original video that we made
what
15 years ago.
What's the story?
That when I was in Morocco, obviously they speak Moroccan Arabic mm-hmm. and French, mm-hmm. right? And I was getting stressed about asking the waiter for l'addition, l'addition s'il vous plaît. But, and I said to my friend, you ask for the bill, you ask for the bill. And he went. That was it.
Well, that's...
He didn't say a word.
That's international.
I know, it's international. I thought, why was he stressing so much? When, you know, and remember, whenever you're stuck, these can save your life, okay? Your hands and gestures. All right, just let's finish. I said one person pays. What's the story here in Spain with when you all eat out together, what happens?
Well, usually there'll be the person that says, yo invito.
Invito.
The hero.
Invito.
The hero of the day.
I'm inviting you all to eat. That means I'm going to pay. Invito.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If somebody says, yo invito, that means they pay.
Everything.
Okay. They're paying. But as well, you can split it.
I have been coming to Spain for 20 years. I think I've seen the bill split twice.
If it's a work lunch, for example, no. Then everybody will pay their own thing.
Sure. Family.
If it's a family thing or friends, well, if it's friends, it could go either way. I don't know. Maybe somebody will say, I'll invite everybody. If they don't see each other often, for example, or they'll split it. But with family, it's very, very common to say one person at a time, you know. I'll invite.
So typically people take turns and you know, they invite. I mean, it's very random because it could be a big meal, it could be a small meal.
Yeah.
People take turns. And then there are some people who were silent, who never say anything.
Gone is on the, I'll invite everybody on a small meal.
And when it's a big one, I look at Cynthia's dad.
And my dad.
No, we take our turn. But there are other members of who just... stay silent. It's very normal.
Well, yeah.
There's always some silent...
Depends on how much money you've brought.
Or how much money you've got in your bank.
For example, my sister, every time she's said, oh, I'll invite everybody for like a coffee or something like this if we're out. I don't know how she picks the bars that have the card.
Don't have a card reader.
Or it's broken and they have to pay in cash. And she goes, oh, I didn't bring any cash. Oh, you'll have to pay. But the thought was there.
That's it. The intention was there. So therefore, I don't need to do it again until the next round comes round to me.
And I make sure we come here and I'll bring my card again.
In the UK, when I used to drink with friends, we would have drinking rounds. It was very common, my round, your round, and you always hope that it didn't, you know, get out of sync so that you had to buy the last round and then everybody went home and here, they are the biggest rounds I've ever, you know, like €100 round and you think, please God, please God, let this come back round again. I don't want anyone to die in the family without finishing off their round.
And it was his turn to pay.
It was his turn and he popped his clogs. That's it. We'll never see that one. Yeah. So, there you are.
Ay, dear me.
Espero que os haya ayudado esta lección. Muchas gracias, Cynthia, por compartir.
A ti, Gordon.
Y la próxima vez vamos a hablar de
los transportes.
Las direcciones. Pedir direcciones.
Muy bien.
Ok. Pues ahora nos vamos.
Y nos vemos.
Hasta luego. Adiós.
Adiós.